Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Listener emails have been pouring into this morning show. You guys have some really good ones lately. Yeah. If you ever want to reach out, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. And this one came in just last week, I think, Katie.
Yeah, it did, from Shelby, who actually says, she's like, love you guys. I'm hoping I get to come meet you at the Diamond Dive on Saturday because it's right down the street from my house. But first, I've got my own ring drama that I need you to help me with. So Ben and I have been together for 7 years. We have 3 children together and have been engaged for 3 years. Just recently, I found out he had been cheating on me for the better part of our relationship.
Come on, Ben.
So it's over. Done. I hate him. Like, it's literally what she says in the email. So I don't blame her. She says it's all pretty recent. We're still trying to work out the custody agreements and everything. But for the most part, he sees that he's the one who did something wrong and is giving me pretty much everything I want. His mother, she may be listening, so I don't want to say her real name. I'll just call her Dragon Breath.
Shut up. What? She actually wrote that?
That's
Let me see that.
She said we'll call her Dragon Breath.
Why did I miss that when I saw that email? All right.
It's pretty funny. Okay. So she says he didn't even wait a week until after our breakup to demand my engagement ring back. The mother-in-law is saying give back the engagement ring. She says it's a family ring, so he didn't buy it or anything. Oh. But I had 3 of his children. Their family name will live on thanks to me. Doesn't that make that ring mine? I mean, she's got a really good point with that one.
That's interesting.
She says, I'm still pretty fired up about all this, so I don't know if I'm just letting my emotions get the best of me, but I truly feel like I would be in the right to hang on to the ring. I mean, 7 years and the only thing I get is bad credit? This sucks.
Boom!
Okay. Jeez. So she says, please help. Am I bitter or 100% Frodo?
Well, yeah.
The keeper of the ring. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for making me laugh every morning. I really need it right now. Love, Shelby in Westminster. So,
oh, that's cute.
Quite the predicament,
that
though,
is.
Because I don't know if there's any etiquette to this situation. I really don't know.
Recap, Ben is the husband.
Ben is the husband.
What's
big
her
fat
name?
Cheater.
Shelby?
Her name is Shelby. Mother's
Shelby.
Name is Dragon Breath.
Dragon Breath. Okay, I'm making notes on everything here.
There we go.
And they've been together 7 years.
7 years. That's a long time.
He's a cheater, pumpkin eater.
And has been for the majority of the relationship.
Like, 3 kids?
Three little kids.
Okay.
Yep.
And they're getting a divorce, and then Dragon
They're not married. That's the thing. They've just been engaged for
Check
3 years.
So engaged.
And so they haven't even gotten married yet.
Dragon Breath wants the ring back.
She wants the ring back.
It's a family
she says
ring.
It's a family ring. You didn't marry him, and now it's mine again.
What a mess.
I know.
People are a mess out there, aren't they?
To me, I'm like, the gall of that mother-in-law to ask for the ring back, but maybe there's some unspoken rule I don't know about, right?
Here's what we're going to do. You guys are the experts, our listeners. You guys have been through it all. If you want to sound off about Shelby's situation, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, after 7 years and 3 kids, should Shelby be giving back the family ring? Hi, Judy.
Hi.
So what are your thoughts about Shelby and Dragon Breath?
She should keep it because one of her children could take it as an heirloom when they get married.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah, it's still in the family.
Yes.
Do you think that argument would hold up with the Dragon Breath mother-in-law? Like, hey, I'm going to just pass it on.
It doesn't matter. She's not the one that had to stay with him for 7 years.
Put up with his crap, right, Judy?
Put up with his cheating ways, yeah. Judy.
Gosh.
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors, and she wasn't there, so.
Damn straight. All right, so I'm putting you down on Team Shelby. Thank you, Judy, for calling in. We got your vote. Emily!
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I see the note on the screen here. Emily is in the same situation.
Oh.
Yes.
Tell us.
I actually was about 20 years ago. It's been a while.
Okay.
So, engagement broke off. And it was a very expensive ring. It was valued at $14,000. And I really didn't want to give it back. My ex-fiance was a law student at the time, so I consulted an attorney to ask. And basically the attorney had told me if I hadn't given up anything in accepting the engagement, such as quitting a job, moving, making a major life change, then I really needed to give it back. I don't know if that was like a full legal, you know, claim. It was in a different state. But needless to say, I did end up giving it back. But I think in this situation, she could definitely take the ring, create three pieces of jewelry so that the ring is still in the family, but just in a different way.
Yeah.
I like that idea too.
Yeah,
so,
but,
yeah, melt the gold down, make two pieces of jewelry out of the gold, and then, you know, take the diamond, make a third piece out of it.
Not a bad idea.
Children
yeah.
still
so you're on
get
team
the ring.
You're on team keep it.
Absolutely. I think I'm on team keep it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm just wondering, with the thing where you said like you didn't have to give up a job or move or anything like that,
right.
but she has three kids and definitely changed
and,
her life.
Yes. I think that is what is kind of the tipping point for me is she sacrificed a lot in this relationship and she was wronged. And he was the one that kind of broke that contract of, will you marry me? I'm going to be faithful. And he wasn't.
Yeah.
So
right.
I feel like she deserves to keep it.
And he ruined her credit.
Yeah. I got you on Team Shelby. Emily, thank you so much for sounding off today. Really appreciate you. Here's Lydia. Hi, Lydia.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning to you, honey. So what are your thoughts about Shelby and Dragon Breath?
Well, so as I said earlier, if when he proposed her and he disclosed, this is a family heirloom, this is, you know, or, my mother's ring or something, you know, so then she has to return it. If it hasn't been, you know, disclosed to her, she has no obligation.
It has been disclosed to her, though, that it is a family heirloom. I mean, she knows. I mean, she's had it for 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, so she has to return it. This is, it's like a, you know, a moral law.
Ah, the old
moral
law.
Compass. Well, no, I get that's kind of, I think, what she was writing about. Is there some kind of, like, etiquette I'm not aware of that I should give this back since it is a family heirloom? So you're saying, Lydia, she should give it back to the Dragon Breath.
Absolutely, because it's a legacy.
Okay.
Right.
It's not just a ring. It's a legacy for further generations and whatever. It's not for her. It's just like a display. You know, she displayed it for 7 years, gave whatever she can, three children, good girl.
Yeah.
But I mean,
she's a very
you know,
good girl.
So her display, you know, her contract ended, and so that's it.
Lydia, okay. I have you on Team Dragon Breath. Thank you very, very much. Really appreciate you calling.
Just calling
in
her DB for short.
No. DB. Hi, Lynette.
Hello.
Well, top of the morning to you, Lynette. Whose side are you on, Shelby or Dragon Breath?
Well, actually, I'm on Dragon Breath's side.
Okay.
But only in the aspect of she should give the ring back because it's a curse.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun,
look at you, the plot
curse
thickens.
Ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I would not keep that cursed ring, nor would I hand it down to my children. And at the same time, because she has three kids with him, it's not like she'll never see him again. And it'll be a reminder that if he gives it to another lady, she had it first, and it's a curse. And it's going to carry on the rest of his life.
Cursed ring.
This is like Final Destination stuff. All
Dragon
right.
Dragon Breath and the Tale of the Cursed Ring.
I like love it.
There you go.
It's going to be a great book.
So she should give it back to the mother-in-law. And
Lynette.
And those kids are a reminder that she had a great family life with them.
That's
Although
it.
Those kids might be cursed too.
No,
you
the
don't
kids
know.
Aren't
came
cursed.
From the same loins.
The best part of Ben was those kids. Tell
Lynette,
you
I have your vote. I have you down for
you
Dragon
for
Breath, and thank you for the twist when it comes to curses. Really good. Where are we at on time? I can do two more. I can do Stephanie and Mike. Lynette, thank you for your call. Mikey boy.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. All right, let's get a dude's point of view. What do you think about Shelby and Dragon Breath? Who gets the ring?
Shelby.
Tell us why.
She earned it. She gave him three kids.
That's it.
I mean, he gave it to her. Yeah. I mean, that's just, she sacrificed
her
20, you know. To
her uterus.
That.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
that's
her
right.
whole 20s, Jer.
Yep. It's true.
I
feel like I'm pregnant all the time. You know what? I was thinking, Mike, I think she should maybe like melt it down even or just sell it, you know, and get the value of it, I guess. And then just give it to the kids, you know, throw it in an account or something.
There you go.
Even if she doesn't want to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, even if she doesn't want to wear the goofy thing around, sell it, I guess. All right, so I got you down for Team Shelby. Thank you, Mikey boy. All right, here's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
We're super dupes. How are you?
Good. I'm super annoyed by this topic. I'm definitely Team Shelby.
Okay.
And we need to tell Dragon Lady that if she had raised a better son, they wouldn't be in this situation.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
The lady that just called that was like, oh, it's a family heirloom. Give it back. Just because they divorced doesn't mean the kids aren't family anymore, right?
Yeah.
So this, Shelby can totally give it to the kids.
I would give the kids back over the ring.
No, you can't give the kids back. The cursed part is what gets me, though. I'm just kind of worried about, like, if it's a cursed ring, do you want to hand that over to your children?
Well, like the other lady said, you could totally break it down into other jewelry.
Yeah.
And it's not like if you give it to one of them, they're going to give it to, you know, a fiance or whoever. They could just keep it as a family heirloom and sell it later on if they wanted to.
Right, yeah. Right. So you're on Team Shelby? I'm sorry?
Definitely.
All right, hey, Shelby. Look at this. It's 4-2 today for the votes for everybody who called in. 4-2, Team Shelby, keep the ring. So you were our final vote. Is this Texas, Stephanie?
This is Texas,
Stephanie. I thought it was Texas, Stephanie. Are you listening to us in Texas?
I am. I'm in Grapevine, Texas currently.
Ooh.
Can you give us a yee-haw?
Yee-haw!
We'll take it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Stephanie, thank you as always from us here in Denver. Have a good day.
Bye,
thanks for
Stephanie.
Calling. She's super sweet. There you go, guys. 4-2, Team Shelby to hold on to that ring. Cursed or not. Sell it. I don't know. Maybe. Katie, you all right with this vote?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best route. I liked the make different rings out of it route. I think that if I was in the situation, that's the route I'd go. So Dragon Breath left me alone.
There you go.
Did never ask me for it again.
Shout out to all the Dragon Breaths out there. You guys ever have a topic you want us to read on the air and have our listeners sound off about it, even from Texas, for God's sakes, send us a message. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, all one word. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Facebook and Instagram.